Here at Coffee Break Languages, we love our coffee, so we are delighted to let you know that this episode is sponsored by Pact Coffee. You can enjoy freshly roasted speciality coffee delivered straight to your door and get £5 off your first delivery. This isn't your typical subscription that comes on the first of every month or every Monday. You can get coffee whenever you want, and you can pause, cancel or change your plan anytime online. Pact Coffee sources the best quality coffee and buys direct from farmers, ensuring they earn from 25 to 125% above fair trade price for their great coffee, so they actually make a profit. Pact Coffee is roasted fresh for your order and ground moments before it's shipped, and you get free next day delivery. Create your flexible coffee plan by going to pactcoffee.com, that's pactcoffee.com, and enter the code COFFEEBREAK at checkout to get £5 off your first delivery.
Hola, buenos días, ¿cómo estamos? Welcome back to Coffee Break Spanish. In this lesson, we're continuing to look at the preterite tense, and this time it's at some irregular verbs. We'll consider ir, hacer, ver, and dar, all in the preterite tense. So by the end of this lesson, you'll be able to conjugate these verbs and use them confidently in Spanish.
So we're going to begin tonight with the question, Cara. ¿Qué hiciste?
¿Qué hiciste?
Now, hiciste or hiciste in Latin American Spanish comes from the verb hacer or hacer.
Hacer.
Can you remember what hacer means?
To do.
To do. So, ¿qué hiciste?
What did you do?
Exactly. ¿Qué hiciste? Or, of course, in Latin America, ¿qué hiciste?
¿Qué hiciste?
Now, hiciste comes from the verb hacer, meaning to do. And hacer is an irregular verb. We already came across the irregularities of the present tense. Hago, haces, hace, hacemos, hacéis, hacen. And it's now time to look at the preterite tense of hacer. Now, given that there's lots of CEs and CIs in the spelling of this verb, particularly in the preterite tense, we're going to look at the Spain pronunciation first of all, and then I'll conjugate the whole thing in Latin American Spanish pronunciation too. So, to begin with, let's look at I did. And that is hice.
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 Now, we've already come across hiciste.
Hiciste.
You did. Hiciste.
Hiciste.
Or did you do in a question form. So, I did, hice, you did, hiciste.
Hice, hiciste.
And he, she, or it did is hizo.
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 And that's spelled H-I-Z-O. Hizo.
Hizo.
Now, the we form is hicimos.
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 The you plural in Spain form is hicisteis.
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 And the they form is hicieron.
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 So that's they did, we did, you all did, they did. Hicimos, hicisteis, hicieron.
Hicimos, hicisteis, hicieron.
Hicimos, hicisteis, hicieron. Muy bien. Let's go through the whole verb from the beginning. So this is I did, you did, he, she, or it did, we did, you plural did, and they did. Hice, hiciste, hizo.
Hice, hiciste, hizo.
Hicimos, hicisteis, hicieron.
Hicimos, hicisteis, hicieron.
Muy bien. Let's do the whole verb together in a one-er. Hice, hiciste, hizo. Hicimos, hicisteis, hicieron.
hice, hiciste, hizo, hicimos, hicisteis, hicieron.
Muy bien. Let's try it now with Latin American pronunciation. So that would be hice, hiciste, hizo.
Hice, hiciste, hizo.
Hicimos, hicisteis, hicieron.
Hicimos, hicisteis, hicieron.
Muy bien. Okay, Cara, I'm going to ask you, ¿qué hiciste con Antonio? What would that mean?
Oh, what did you do with Antonio?
Exacto. So, ¿qué hiciste con Antonio? What kind of answers might you give? They might not involve doing, they might involve other things.
I went to the cinema.
Okay.
So, I went al cine.
Al cine, you've got that bit right. Al cine, to the cinema. I went. Now, that's probably just a little bit tricky because we've got to think about which verb I went comes from. I went in English is the past tense of which verb?
The verb to go.
Exactly. To go. I go, you go, I will go, I have gone. But I went is extremely irregular in English. In Spanish, it's a little bit irregular too, because in the present tense, how would you say I go to the cinema?
Voy al cine.
Voy al cine. And when you come into the past, into the preterite tense in this situation, you say fui.
Fui.
Fui al cine.
Fui al cine.
Or if you want to say we went to the cinema, you would say fuimos al cine.
Fuimos al cine.
You recognise the mos ending there?
I do.
Yeah. So there's even patterns within the irregularity. That's the good thing about verbs. Fui al cine.
Fui al cine.
Cara, I'm going to put you on the spot here. How do you think you would say you went to the cinema or did you go to the cinema? Not fui, but...
Fuiste.
Fuiste. Exactly right. Because you take the fui part of I went, that's ir in the preterite tense, and you add on that iste ending, which we've come to know as part of the preterite tense for the tu person. So fui, fuiste, and I'm not going to ask you to guess the next one because it's completely irregular, it's fue.
Fue.
Fui, fuiste, fue.
Fui, fuiste, fue.
Okay, so I went, fui.
Fui.
You went.
Fuiste.
He, she, or it went.
Fue.
Muy bien. Now, we went, we've already covered.
Fuimos.
Fuimos. What would the you plural be?
Fuisteis.
Fuisteis. Muy bien. And we'll pluralize, if you like, the fue and make it fueron.
Fueron.
So we have fui, fuiste, fue, fuimos, fuisteis, fueron.
Fui, fuiste, fue, fuimos, fuisteis, fueron.
Muy bien. Fuisteis. Watch the stress there. Fuisteis.
Fuisteis.
Yeah. Fueron.
Fueron.
Fui, fuiste, fue, fuimos, fuisteis, fueron.
Fui, fuiste, fue, fuimos, fuisteis, fueron.
Okay, do you remember hacer?
Yeah.
Okay, try hacer.
Hice, hiciste, hizo, hicimos, hicisteis, hicieron.
Muy bien. Hice, hiciste, hizo, hicimos, hicisteis, hicieron. Perfecto. So we've now had hacer, to do, and ir in the preterite tense. So, Cara, I can ask you now, ¿qué hiciste?
Fui al cine.
And did you go anywhere else?
Y fuimos al restaurante.
Okay, y fuimos, y después, por ejemplo, después fuimos al restaurante. Now, al restaurante means that you're being specific about the restaurant. We went to the restaurant, as if there's a restaurant you always go to. How would you say I went, or we went, rather, to a restaurant?
Fuimos a un restaurante.
Muy bien. Okay, so fuimos al cine y después fuimos a un restaurante. Okay?
Sí.
So, Cara, you asked me this time what I did with my wife for Valentine's Day.
¿Qué hiciste con tu esposa?
Bueno, no hicimos mucho porque mi esposa estaba enferma. So estaba, we'll not go into what tense that is because it's not the preterite, but we're not going to go into the tense just now. Estaba, she was, enferma.
Ill.
Yeah. No hicimos mucho. We didn't do much porque ella estaba enferma because she was ill. Pero, vimos una película en la televisión.
But you watched a film? On the television?
Exactly. Vimos comes from ver. Okay? And you've worked that out really well there because you probably recognised either that sounded a little bit like ver and you know the preterite endings, or...
You watch a film.
Yeah. You recognised película and televisión. But the important thing is you worked it out. And that's the important thing when you're learning a language, that you can try and pick out the bits that you do understand and construct something around that. Doesn't always work, though. That's just what you've got to remember. So, no hicimos mucho porque mi esposa, estaba enferma. And just to point out, Cara used the word esposa. In Spain, you can say mujer. It just doesn't sound, my woman was ill. It sounds terrible if you say that in English. But esposa and mujer are both used in Spain, and that's both perfectly acceptable. Mi esposa estaba enferma. She was ill. Así que... That's a nice phrase. So, vimos una película en la televisión. We saw a film on television. Okay, we'll be back in just a moment. When you're not listening to Coffee Break Spanish, you can still practice your Spanish with our regular posts on social media. Find us on Facebook, just search for Coffee Break Spanish. We're Learn Spanish on Twitter, and you can keep up with the team through our regular posts on Instagram. Follow Coffee Break Languages. It's our mission to help you turn your downtime into your do time. Okay, let's get on with the lesson. So, let's go through ver, to see. Ver. I saw is be.
Be. Like a zzzz be.
As well, since she's in love. Okay. So, be, I saw. You saw, any guesses?
Viste.
Viste. Okay, so we've got bees and now we've got beasties. Be, viste.
Be. Viste.
And then he, she, or it saw, or indeed you saw, using the usted form, of course. Pio.
Pio.
And that's V-I-O. Pio.
Pio.
Vi, viste, pio.
Vi, viste, pio.
We saw.
Vimos.
Muy bien. You also.
Visteis.
Perfecto. They saw.
Vieron.
Perfecto. Muy bien. So, vieron. For they saw, or indeed, you, plural, polite, using the ustedes form, vieron.
Vieron.
Vi, viste, vio. Vimos, visteis, vieron.
Vi, viste, vio. Vimos, visteis, vieron.
Now, just while we're talking about ver, I'm going to also mention dar. Dar means, can you remember what dar means, Cara?
I remember the phrase dar una vuelta or dar una fiesta.
Yep. Dar, in those situations, dar una vuelta is to go for a walk, dar una fiesta is to throw a party. But the word dar on its own means to give. Okay? Mm-hmm. So dar, to give. Now listen to how this is formed in the preterite. It's di, diste. Dio, dimos, disteis, dieron.
Sounds familiar.
It does indeed. It's exactly the same as ver. So, ver is vi, viste, vio. compared to diste dio, and vimos, visteis, vieron compared to dimos, disteis, dieron. So I can ask you another question, Cara, here. Antonio te dio un regalo?
Sí, me dio un regalo.
Muy bien. Well done. You changed that from te dio to you, he gave. Okay, so dio, he gave. Di, I gave. Diste, you gave. Dio, he gave. Dimos, we gave. Disteis, you all gave. Dieron, they gave. So, te dio, to you, he gave. Un regalo.
Sí.
Un regalo is?
A present.
Yeah, a gift, a present. Antonio te dio un regalo?
Sí, Antonio me dio chocolate.
¿Chocolate? ¿Eso es todo?
No, y las flores.
Y muy bien, te dio flores.
Sí.
Sí, muy bien. Muy romántico, ¿no?
Claro que sí.
Ok, ¿y tú le diste a Antonio un regalo? Can you work out what that means?
Did you give Antonio a present?
Exactly. Now, le diste, to him you gave, and I just put in an a Antonio, to Antonio, to make it very clear who we were talking about here. ¿Y a Antonio le diste un regalo?
Sí, le di un regalo.
Un regalo. ¿Qué le diste?
Le di un libro.
Okay, did you give him a book, Cara?
No.
But could you remember the word for whatever it was you did give him?
No.
So you just made it up?
Yes, I gave him cinema tickets.
Cinema tickets, okay. Yeah. Billetes de cine. But the thing is, you made it up. You were able to speak. That's the most important thing. It doesn't really matter if you tell fibs when you're speaking a foreign language. The important thing is that you communicate. Muy bien. Okay, let's run through all these verbs. We've done quite a lot today. Let's go back to hacer. Hice, hiciste, hizo. Hicimos, hicisteis, hicieron.
Hice, hiciste, hizo. Hicimos, hicisteis, hicieron.
Okay, and we'll just run through that again in Latin American pronunciation. So that's hice, hiciste, hizo, hicimos, hicisteis, hicieron.
Hice, hiciste, hizo, hicimos, hicisteis, hicieron.
Muy bien. Just one wee thing there. Watch the third person there. It's hizo or hizo.
Hizo.
It's not hizo. Okay, it's different from some of the other verbs because remember with hablar, we said habló and put the stress on habló. But with hizo, the stress is on the first syllable. Hizo.
Hizo.
Or hizo.
Hizo.
So then we looked at ir and we had, can you remember what I went was?
Fui.
Fui. Fuiste. Fue.
Fui. Fuiste. Fue.
Fuimos. Fuisteis, fueron.
Fuimos, fuisteis, fueron.
Muy bien. So that was ir in the preterite tense. I went, you went, he, she, it went, and so on. Then we looked at ver. Ver means?
To see.
So that became vi, viste, vio.
Vi, viste, vio.
Vimos, visteis, vieron.
Vimos, visteis, vieron.
Okay, and finally, we looked at dar, which was, Cara, can you remember?
To give.
Can you go through the whole conjugation, please?
I think so. Di, diste, dio. Dimos, disteis, dieron.
Muy bien. And just to revise one particular thing, or review rather, one particular thing, if we say, I gave to him, how would you say?
Le di.
Muy bien. Le di. And you can say a plus the person's name to make it more clear. Le di a Antonio or a Antonio le di.
A Antonio le di.
Okay, or indeed I could say a Raquel le di.
A Raquel le di.
Notice it's the same word le for to him and to her. Le di a Raquel le di.
Le di a Raquel le di.
Okay. And if we looked at he gave me, you would say?
Me dio.
Me dio. If you say, what did he give you?
Te dio.
Te dio. Okay, que te dio.
Que te dio.
Que te dio. Muy bien, perfecto. So let's just run through some of what we've been looking at today with a conversation here. Entonces, a ver, cara. ¿Qué tal la fiesta de San Valentín?
Muy bien.
¿Romántico?
Sí, muy romántico.
¿Qué hiciste con Antonio?
Fuimos al cine y vimos una película. Después, fuimos a un restaurante.
¿Fuisteis a un restaurante español?
Sí.
Y entonces, ¿qué comisteis en el restaurante?
Comimos paella.
Muy bien. Ok. ¿Y qué tal la paella?
Delicioso.
Deliciosa. ¿Es la paella?
Okay. Deliciosa.
O muy rica. También se puede decir rica de comida. Rica.
Muy rica.
Muy rica. Perfecto. Entonces, comisteis paella y después del restaurante, ¿fuisteis a alguna discoteca o algo así?
Sí.
Y entonces, ¿qué hicisteis en la discoteca?
Bailamos.
¿Y bailasteis hasta qué hora?
Hasta las dos.
Muy bien, hasta las dos de la... Can you remember what the word was for early morning? Madrugada.
Cada.
Madrugada. Hasta las 2 de la madrugada.
Sí.
Muy bien. Fue muy romántico.
Muy romántico.
Perfecto. Now, you'll notice I said fue muy romántico there. What's fue?
It's from the verb ir, so it means he went.
Yeah, it doesn't quite sound right there, does it? But in actual fact, fue can mean both he went or he was. Now, this is kind of complicated, and in this situation it means it was, okay? Fue muy romántico, it was very romantic. In actual fact, ser, to be, in the past, in the preterite rather, works exactly the same as ir in the past. So, fui, fuiste, fue, fuimos, fuisteis, fueron. I was, fui.
Fui.
You were, fuiste.
Fuiste.
Fue, he or she or it was.
Fue.
Fuimos, fuisteis, fueron.
Fuimos, fuisteis, fueron.
Don't worry too much about this at the moment. Just learn to understand it, because if you're translating it was or he was, there are quite a few possibilities. So if you just concentrate for the time being on understanding fue interesante, fue romántico, fue, and so on, and you'll be fine with that. ¿Vale?
Sí.
And that's where we're going to leave it today for this edition of Coffee Break Spanish. Thanks for joining us, and we hope it's been useful. You can join the Coffee Break Spanish community on Facebook at facebook.com/coffeebreakspanish and follow at Learn Spanish on Twitter. Muchas gracias y hasta pronto. This is a production of the Radiolingua Network. Find out more at radiolingua.com. Here at Coffee Break Languages, we love our coffee. So we are delighted to let you know that this episode is sponsored by Pact Coffee. You can enjoy freshly roasted speciality coffee delivered straight to your door and get £5 off your first delivery. This isn't your typical subscription that comes on the first of every month or every Monday. You can get coffee whenever you want, and you can pause, cancel or change your plan anytime online. Pact Coffee sources the best quality coffee and buys direct from farmers, ensuring they earn from 25 to 125% above fair trade price for their great coffee, so they actually make a profit. Pact Coffee is roasted fresh for your order and ground moments before it's shipped, and you get free next day delivery. Create your flexible coffee plan by going to PactCoffee.com. That's PactCoffee.com. And enter the code COFFEEBREAK at checkout to get £5 off your first delivery.